It was a huge honor for me. This is, believe it or not, the first time I've been a captain, I think, in any sport. So this was an honor for me to be here, even though the team did vote a kicker out of the football room to be a captain. But it was a huge honor for me.
Yeah, what did you think about that, being a kicker as a captain? That's probably why you haven't been a captain before, because kickers ordinarily are...
Well, I wasn't only a kicker. I used to play quarterback and safety, but not just football, any other sport that I played. I never had that opportunity to, but, you know, I'm pretty sure I'm well-liked in the locker room. And, you know, the past 2 years, I've done well for, you know, the team, and they thought high of me. And obviously the preseason helped, I think, to give me, you know, maybe that last edge push to get over it. But it was a goal of mine to be a captain this year on special teams.
Did you do anything different in your leadership style this year to catch their attention? Or did you just
No, I don't think so. I think I come to work every day, you know, on time and in the same manner, you know, excited to be here every day. And I think, obviously, one thing, I'm not a huge speaker, but, you know, I talk to everyone in the locker room. But, you know, my play, I guess, on the field is what I want to do and lead by example, especially with a lot of young guys that we need on special teams right now. I basically know even though it's a new scheme, special teams, even though I'm not on punt or punt return or kick return, I know everyone's position and their job. So, you know, obviously somebody to lean on and ask questions for.
Yeah, what do you think your responsibilities are as a captain, whether it be game day or week in, week out?
Well, first off, my main job is obviously to put points on the board and negate any, you know, any big returns on kickoff. But, you know, like I said, these guys, you know, my job is to get them ready for the game. A lot of these guys are superstars that were, you know, didn't play special teams in college. So now they have to come here, and that's kind of the role. So that's my job, to kind of, you know, teach them how to learn certain things about the other team specialists and, you know, learn the game plans and how to prepare for it.
Did you do anything different this offseason in terms of on the field to try and improve?
Not really. I'm completely different than a lot of other guys. I use almost the OTAs to kind of get ready for the season, whereas a lot of in the summer, but a lot of the guys will continue to kick, and I don't know if that's why they get injured more than I do, because their muscles kind of wear down. And but I'm a little different. You know, I stay in shape. I work out a lot, but I don't do any kicking, really. I might kick once before we report at any time. So that's just kind of my mentality, and it has worked for me.
So from once the season ends to OTAs, you're non-kicking, basically?
Non-kicking. I might kick once just because I got to get my hip used to the weight of the ball. But other than that, I'm, you know, I'm squatting and I'm working out, but I really don't kick.
Has that always been your routine, or is that something you changed?
It's always been my routine. I don't know. Obviously, you know, I want to enjoy what I do, you know, a lot. So I don't want to continue just to kick in the summer at a field that has high school uprights and it's not realistic to me. I like to envision everything that I do is the real thing. So, and a lot of other guys are really good kicking off like the sticks and stuff. I like to see the snap and hold. That's kind of the best thing for me. So, you know, I really don't want to practice something that's unrealistic to me.
Are you a trick shot guy at all? I mean, so many people have...
You will not see me doing any backflips, any of that and stuff with the guy we're playing this week. I'm too tall, I think, for that. But, you know, I'm excited to see kind of what he has to bring to the table. Obviously, he earned the respect of the coaches there in L.A. to take over the previous kicker.
Your pregame routine, I mean, we all get to see it from the press box, but it seems pretty methodical. What is kind of the thinking doing that, you're moving back?
Yeah, to me, the most important kick still right now is the extra point. I practice that a lot, and I don't know if a lot of the other guys kick a lot of extra points in pregame. That is, I probably kick, let me think, 2, 4, 6. I probably kick about 12 of them in my warm-up total before the game even starts, and I don't think anyone else does that, just because that's the most important kick to me. And so, obviously, said I kind of have a routine every game. I'm not exactly the same yardage that I do, but I have kind of a routine back and forth and the amount of kicks that I'll kick.
Are you trying to set your range for the game in each one, like as far back as you can?
Oh, my range is the same every game. Obviously, it'll change with the temperature, I think, a little bit more than anything. But, you know, some days you feel a little bit better than the others, but, you know, pretty much my range is always the same.
What's your range at Sports Authority Field at Mile High in ideal conditions?
Ideal conditions?
Just say Monday night, we're in a pretty good condition.
No, it'll be warm. But, I mean, I could always kick anything in the 70s, I think. 75 is still the furthest kick I've ever hit, so I don't think I could go over that. But anything. But the snap and hold, nothing changes for me. I don't kick the ball lower to drive it further. I kick the ball just as high as I always ever do.
Sometimes kickers are separated from the rest of the team, like during practice. Elam used to, after a stretch, would go write a book in the trainer's room and then come back at the end and make his kicks. Do you try to work yourself with the guys? You go out of your to make sure you're with the guys more than maybe most kickers?
Practice is a little different. I think, right now we're practicing. Obviously, a lot of people, they're just focused on watching their position and stuff. So right now, I don't think it's a big thing. Most of the times we actually go in and lift. So I'll kick in the beginning of practices, then I'll lift, then come back out, depending on what we have at the end. But that's where the OTAs is big, where, like I said, I'm working out with all of them and then, doing the running and stuff. And that's kind of the biggest thing I think about, earning that respect in that respect.
What's it like working with Brock Olivo as a special teams coordinator?
Brock's great. I know you guys say he's loud and stuff, but he's not. He's a quiet guy that really wants you to learn the scheme he has, and he'll teach the player out there individually, which is completely different than we had before. We had a super loud guy with Joe D who would yell at you on the field and make sure everyone knew it, whereas he'll go up to you and kind of make sure you really understand your role and your position, what you're supposed to do. So he's great in that, and obviously it's the first time I'm supposed to be teams coordinator. I want to help him as much as I can and make his job easier for him.
Do you have an expectation or hope that a contract extension will get presented to you sooner than later, or that your people will talk to the Broncos at any point?
Well, I think obviously you're looking forward to the guarantees and that security, especially, that's my position that I do. If you do miss a couple of kicks, you're going to be in trouble. But, obviously we'll see what happens, but I'm excited. The season's here, and like I said, I had one of my goals was to be a special teams captain. I was able to get that.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.